Let's talk about the Vamanas. This is mind-boggling.
Well, it's very interesting that the ancient Sanskrit writings of India speak of a lot of high-tech things. They speak of weapons resembling our modern atomic weapons. They speak of Vimanas, or spacecraft, or aircraft. And there are very elaborate descriptions in the ancient Sanskrit writings of these things. And of course, you mentioned, well, is this just mythology, or is there some reality to it? I think the proof for the reality comes from the modern UFO alien abduction type of reports, because these started basically at Roswell in the post-World War II era in the United States. And these reports were not inspired by the ancient Sanskrit writings of India. Most of the people who gave these reports were military officers and airline pilots and others who had no contact at all with the ancient Sanskrit writings of India and wouldn't have known about the descriptions of spacecraft and aircraft that are found in these ancient writings. So you've got an independent set of observations that match up with what these ancient Sanskrit writings say. And I take that as a confirmation, kind of a two-way confirmation of the reality of these craft and alien beings. You know, if you've got people who aren't aware of the ancient Sanskrit writings of India reporting exactly the kinds of things that are stated in these ancient literatures, I would take it as confirmation that what these literatures are reporting is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've looked into this topic a little bit. In some of the most ancient Sanskrit literatures, the Puranas, which are thousands of years old and which are based on oral traditions that go much further back in time, there are elaborate descriptions of these spacecraft, their movements, how they operate. And in more recent times, there was a book that came out. Many people who are familiar with this topic know about this book. It's called the Vaimanika Shastra, which describes how these Vimanas operate with mercury-based engines. Now, I was a little bit suspicious of this Vaimanika Shastra book because it's a channeled book. In other words, it's not an actual ancient manuscript. It's something that was channeled early in the 20th century by a man in India.
From whatever, right.
From, you know, some astral plane. Doesn't mean it's not necessarily, you know, true, but it puts it in another category than, say, an actual manuscript. So recently, you know, I've been doing some further research, and I came across another text. This is from a period about 1000 AD, in other words, about 1,000 years ago in India. It's a text. It's called the Samarangana Sutradhara, and it was written by a king in India named Bhoja about 1,000 years ago. And the text itself is actually a text of Vastu architecture. Vastu is the ancient Indian system of architecture, and it's sort of like Feng Shui, you know, the Chinese system of architecture.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on similar, you know, principles. But what I found amazing is that as part of architecture, there's something called yantras or machines that can be used in palaces and other things. And this book, this Samarangana Sutradhara, has a section on yantras or machines. And there are some very elaborate descriptions of robots that can be used to perform, you know, different functions like guarding a palace and, you know, repelling invaders with weapons and things like that. Very elaborate descriptions of robots. And then the final section is about vimanas. And there are descriptions of vimanas, in this case, winged vimanas, that operated with mercury engines. So, and this is an actual historical text, so that kind of added some validity to what is in the Vaimanika Shastra, which is a channeled text, you know, speaking about how these vimanas operate with mercury-based engines. So this is one topic that I'm interested in. Of course, forbidden archaeology is my main work, but it leads me into all kinds of topics that I find pretty interesting. I think it's very interesting that these ancient civilizations have documents explaining the manufacture and use of robots, spacecraft, aircraft. We tend to think these are modern inventions within the past century or two, but as far as I can see, there's evidence that such things were used in ancient times as well.
Could you imagine what they witnessed in those days, Michael, and then the ways that they tried to describe it?
Well, I think we have to look at it from their point of view. Their descriptions may not be exactly like what you would read in a technical manual today, but it's obvious that they're talking about the same sorts of things. And one point to keep in mind, too, and this text, the Sanskrit text directly says it, says all the details are not going to be given because it was considered secret knowledge. Only part of it could be revealed in a public document. And of course, we have that too. There's a lot of black ops and black technology, you know, going on in the world today. You know, it's not that everything that exists, even in terms of our technology, is there for public inspection. You know, there is secret technology. But so it apparently it was like that in the ancient times as well, because this document directly says that, this Samarangana Sutradhara. And you know, for those who are a little bit interested in it, it's included in a book called Vastu Shastra by an Indian researcher named D.N. Shukla. So it's one area of research that's interesting for me, you know, ancient high technology.
Absolutely. Now, do you think that these craft were constructed by humans of the time, or ET visitation?
I think both. There are descriptions of how these things were given to human societies on Earth by higher beings elsewhere in the cosmos. There are actual descriptions of that sort in the ancient Sanskrit writings, particularly the Puranas or the histories. So I would say it's a combination of two things. Sometimes knowledge was revealed to humans so that they could construct these things themselves, or sometimes the technology was just delivered, you know, from an extraterrestrial source.